Remember me? I was out here 3 hours ago. What do you want to do now?
Well, as long as the food's here, can I have a peanut butter sandwich?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll mix myself a salad. Hey, you know how to make a fruit cordial?
Be nice to him or something.
Yeah, that's it. Well, as the fly said as he was walking over the mirror, that's one way of looking at it.
Oh, shut up.
Say, how about a toast while you're pouring?
Cheers.
Biss, hey, you're a litter bug.
You're a liquor bug.
Imagine that. Listen, let's do a few songs here. You take this crate out of here. I don't think it runs a little rate. I got something. You want to tell me something?
Yeah.
We were back there for 2 hours while he was on. You going to tell me now or something?
I finally found a script for a movie without him.
It's about time.
Just you and me and a B-R-O-D.
A what?
A girl.
Oh, a G-I-L.
And I want to hip you, Daddy, this chick.
Hey!
That's just her head.
Her head's that.
This is a story that you play a private eye, see? And it takes place in Paris.
Yeah?
Paris, France, not Paris, Texas.
Texas.
No, it's not a musical, no.
France is in Paris. Up your highway.
Up your highway?
No, it's... All right, now what goes on
anyway,
with this?
Anyway, the first scene, the automobile drives up to this lovely apartment house, see, and you get out with the girl and you go upstairs. And she lets herself in and you join her and she says to you, excuse me, I want to get into something more uncomfortable.
And I just hanging around while she's getting uncomfortable.
More comfortable, see.
Oh, yeah.
So she goes in the bedroom, she returns a few minutes later, and she's got on the sheerest negligee you've ever seen. Through.
Right through that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
And she approaches you with her arms outstretched, and you grab her by the digits.
Right on the screen, eh? Her digits?
Those are fingers,
you dummy. Oh, the fingers, yeah, I'll grab them. But she got digits hanging from her fingers? I'll louse him up tonight, boy, I'll tell you. All right, we're through with our digits.
Well, in this kind of a story, you have to have something to hang on to, don't you?
Yeah, sure, boy.
Anyway, she reclines on the settee.
Where am I at this time?
You're on the floor.
How'd I get down
Somebody must have shoved you.
Shoved you down. Sure.
And she grabs you in her arms. She says, take my eyes, my nose, my lips, my mouth, my ears.
Sure, the best part she leaves for herself. I know that.
And she says, Sam, darling, that's your name.
My name is Sam, darling?
Yeah. Sam, darling, yeah.
Yeah?
She says, Sam, I love you. And she gives you a big, fat kiss.
Oh,
a fervent kiss.
What?
You know, a passionate kiss.
Oh, yeah, and
what would you do?
I'd kiss her back.
Suppose she was a tall broad.
Well, I...
Listen, sing something with rhythm in it or something.
Rhythm in it? I'm Catholic.
Oh, I'm terrible.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's do a few songs. I'll have a... Give me a little stoolie, will you? Have a stool I can sit down. I'm tired.
We're just beginning. Are you tired already?
I've been breathing all day, Dave.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God. I got enough gas to go to Pittsburgh tonight. I'll tell you that.
I don't want to go to Pittsburgh.
Oh, shut up, Sam. I'm sitting in the back of the bus.
Jewish people don't sit in the back of the bus.
Jewish people own the bus.
That's why I don't think.
You got enough gas to take us all to Pittsburgh.
I know that.